The history of math is our intellectual foundation for understanding science. Science. Beautiful, awesome, wonderful science. It's the creative foundation for our ineffable future. Hi, I'm Gabrielle Burchak, and this is my podcast, Math, Science, History. In the year 415, the infamous philosopher and mathematician Hypatia of Alexandria, Egypt, was savagely murdered by church monks. This murder shocked the Roman community and its government leaders. Hypatia was known far and wide as a respected philosopher, mathematician, government advisor, and a professor. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, is a book that I wrote that looks not just at the circumstances surrounding her death, but also at the sum of her entire life. I weave in the details of her education, disciples, Neoplatonic philosophies, female contemporaries, and the many mathematics that she wrote and taught about. There is truly more to Hypatia's life than her death. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, written by me, Gabrielle Burchak, is now on sale on Amazon. Buy your copy today. If you've been following me on Instagram, you would see that I've been on vacation. I traveled up to Morro Bay in Central California, then on up to Seattle, gorgeous Seattle. Oh, I love it there. And then I traveled up to Vancouver, Canada, which was absolutely gorgeous. But now that my vacation is over, I'm digging my way out of a mountain of emails and social media messages. And I love those messages, and I really enjoy reading what you love about my podcast. Your listenership means the world to me, and I'm so incredibly happy that you are all enjoying Math, Science, History. That said, this week, I am reposting one of my most popular podcasts, which is the story of Archimedes and his determination of the value of pi. It's a remastered version with music. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your messages, and thank you for being part of this community that truly appreciates the history of math and science. And now, on with the show. Around 250 CE, Archimedes developed his approximation of pi. If it were not for pi, we would not be able to design trajectories for rocket ships. We would not be able to design wheels for our cars, or understand how the eye works in order to make advancements in vision, or understand the structure and the function of our DNA, or look at the ripples in fluid and understand how fluids flow, or perfect our GPS systems. The list goes on and on. Pi helps us to understand the dimension of the circle. And that is exactly what Archimedes named his treatise in 250 BCE. In Archimedes' treatise, Dimension of a Circle, he provides three propositions. The first two propositions explained basic dimensions of a circle as it relates to the area and circumference of a triangle. It is the third proposition that opened up opportunities for mathematicians over the millennia to determine the value of pi and how many digits it has. When Archimedes was trying to estimate the value of pi, he was only able to accurately estimate pi to two digits. Pi is a wonderful, magical number. Pi is a mathematical constant that's equal to the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. In other words, it is the circumference divided by the diameter. Archimedes' estimation of pi in Proposition 3 is probably one of the best explanations of how to estimate the value of pi. What he did is he began with a lower and an upper bound of the value of pi, with the lower bound being 3 and 10 71s, and the upper bound being 3 and 1 7th. He geometrically determined that pi sits between these two numbers by bisecting the angular measure of a 30 degree angle in order to actually observe the ratios of the tangent line that lies either inside the circle or outside the circle. So in other words, what he was doing is he was looking at the perimeters of polygons, both inscribed in a circle and circumscribed outside of the circle, and he took the values of those perimeters and kept adding more and more and more triangles to these polygons to get a closer approximation of pi.
Eventually, he managed to create a 96-sided polygon, which showed that the inscribed perimeter of a 96-sided polygon inside of a circle had a perimeter of 3.1410, and a 96-sided polygon that circumscribed the outside of the circle had a perimeter of 3.1427. This was the closest that Archimedes came to approximating pi, and it was groundbreaking. Then, 400 years later, around 150 CE, the famous astronomer Ptolemy used pi to 5 digits, which was 3.1416. The accuracy of pi and the number of digits slowly grew over the years. In 1593, François Viète estimated pi to an accuracy of 9 decimal places. However, he was outdone in the same year by a Dutch mathematician by the name of Adrian van Roomen, who employed Archimedes' methods and circumscribed and inscribed a circle with a polygon that had 2^30 sides. His calculation of pi consisted of 15 decimal places. 3 years later, another Dutchman, Ludolf van Kuelen, also employed Archimedes' methods and used a polygon with 6 × 2^29 sides. This provided him a value of pi to 20 decimal places. And so the value of pi grew and grew. In the late 1600s, astronomer Abraham Sharp found pi to 72 decimal digits. In 1706, John Machin found pi to 100 decimal places. And in 1717, French mathematician Delagne determined that pi had 127 decimal places. This continued over the years until 1797, when Carl Friedrich Gauss determined pi to 205 decimal places. Then, over the course of 200 years, the digits of pi grew extensively. By 1967, with the help of the computer age, the value of pi was known to 500,000 decimal places. In the early 1990s, in a tiny Manhattan apartment, two brothers, Gregory and David Chunovsky, calculated pi to 2 billion digits using a homemade supercomputer they had built. A few years after that, they doubled the digits of pi to 4 billion digits. With the age of computers, it became easier and easier to determine how many digits there are in the number of pi. With the help of YCruncher, a program that can compute pi to trillions of digits, the current world records are 5 trillion digits by Shigeru Kondo in 2010, 12.1 trillion digits by Shigeru Kondo in 2013, 13.3 trillion digits by Sandon Van Ness in 2014, 22.4 trillion digits by Peter Trueweb in 2016, and 31.4 trillion digits by Emma Haruka Iwao in January 2019.
Then, 3 years later, in June of 2022, Iwao and her team at Google broke her record again by determining pi to 100 trillion digits. In an interview with GeekWire, Iwao stated that they were, quote, able to break a record again, not just by a few digits, but by a good margin. She states that she and her team believed that 100 trillion sounds reasonable and a significant advancement over the past record. I will place the last 100 digits of this 100 trillion estimate on my website at mathsciencehistory.com. What is most cool about this 100 trillion value determination of pi is that in the last 100 digits, zero is its final value. If you would like to see all of the digits, you can also visit pi.delivery, which is a Google website that explains how the digits were created.
Do we really need 31.4 trillion digits of pi? Even today, NASA uses only 15 digits of pi for their calculations in space travel. On September 28, 2019, Elon Musk gave an optimistic speech, standing in front of his 50-meter-tall prototype. The newly assembled Starship reflected the spotlights for his audience. Musk talked about making space travel as easy as air travel. Ambitious as always, he has plans for crewed space flights to Mars. Whether or not SpaceX accomplishes future travels to Mars, there is no doubt that we will accomplish interplanetary travel in the future. We have pi on our side. We have that wonderful number that helps us to determine the trajectory of a rocket into space, around the moon, to Mars, and beyond. Currently, Voyager 1, NASA's space probe, launched in 1977, is traveling in our galaxy 13.6 billion miles away, thanks to the help of Pi. 100 years ago, scientists around the world never would have expected to accomplish the tremendous feats that we have in the last 50 years. But here we are, in an age where the stuff of our imagination is becoming tangible, where the dreams of our future are closer than they seem, and where we are fully aware that as a society, we can use the foundations of math and science to accomplish more than what is currently evident and tangible to us. Archimedes proved to us that as humans, we have the intellect to create a world that is forward-moving and future-seeking, and capable of so much more. Over 2,000 years ago, with the seed of curiosity, the digits of pi grew. Today, its digits are unimaginable. This is hope in its greatest numerical form. This is hope that in our current age, with the seeds that have been planted, our tree of knowledge will only grow and take us to great heights and unimaginable destinations.
Thank you for joining me at Math Science History. Please remember to subscribe to the show. Also, if you could leave a rating or a review, it would be so appreciated. Those ratings and reviews really help to increase my listenership. If you want to learn more about the history of math and science, please visit me at mathsciencehistory.com. And if you like what you're listening to, please feel free to click on that cup of coffee image and buy me a cup of coffee, or two, or three, or four. Because every cup of coffee that you buy helps me to pay for the expenses that go into making this podcast. Also, if you're interested in leaving me a comment or chatting with me, you can always find me on your preferred social media platform, including Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Goodreads. Just search for Gabrielle Burchak. Until next time, carpe diem!